Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the April monthly show for the last four signs in the zodiac. This will be for Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Now, for the other eight signs, that show is up at healthylife.net, and the exact link would be healthylife.net/radio show/archive, capital Z, capital M, for Zoe Moon, .htm. And that link is in the description of this show. So there's a lot to cover. I strongly suggest that you guys that are listening to this show, if you have not listened to the introduction in the other show for the first eight signs, that you go over there and listen to that beginning of that show. It's very important. This is one heck of an important month, and so you guys can find that intro over there. So let's get into it. What do we have going on? Okay, first of all, there's a whole lot going on in the sign of Aries. So for Sagittarius, this means the focus for you in general in April is going to be on creative projects and ideas, kids, lovers, and or recreation in your life. This starts out April 1st through the 25th with Mercury retrograding in those zones. So the universe is saying you need a do-over in something there. It's going to urge you to go back to the past, maybe run into past people or pick up on old ideas or situations coming back around as you get a chance to reassess, do I want to rekindle something, rework it, release it. The same goes for your current scenarios creatively with kids, lovers, and recreation. Is there something to be reworked? Do you need to let go of something? Is there, you know, a do-over possible here? To that end, Mercury retrograde will slow things down in those areas, will bring mix-ups or miscommunications or malfunctioning electronics or mechanical items associated with those themes so that you catch whatever it is you're meant to figure out there and get it right. We will be out of the retrograde on the 25th and then in the post-shadow up until May 13th and then out of the sign altogether by May 15th. So a lot of focus in those areas of life. To add to that story, starting on April 5th through the 29th, Venus moves into this territory of creativity, true love, children, and recreation for the Sagittarians. So guys, this is a wonderful influence here. Venus may help you attract more love in those areas. She may bring income flow through some of that. She may make it all more pleasurable or about beauty in the story. So you definitely want to enjoy what she has to offer there. And then overlaying even more is the ultra-powerful new moon solar eclipse on the 8th in this zone. So Sag, this is about helping you propel yourself forward into something new, new creative projects, new love interests, new things with children, new recreational pursuits. Or it's helping you propel yourself forward in those arenas that you are currently involved in, helping you take them into new chapters or new directions. And the eclipse side of this can help eclipse out anything that might be holding that back. We have 2 weeks of this forward momentum, this thrust into the new in those areas, and then 6 months where this eclipse is going to have weight in your life and you're going to see stories playing out based on what you are going for here. And then to add finally to this story, on the 30th of the month, Mars moves into this territory of true love, children, creative projects, and recreation for our Sagittarians, and is going to be there until June 9th. Now, Mars has not been here in a couple years. It is always about stirring up fire and the passion and motivating and getting you to make things happen in these areas. But it can also bring some anger or fights around some of these topics as well. So you'll have to keep an eye on that so you can make the most out of it. Now, we also have some serious things going on in Taurus this month. So for Sagittarius, starting on the 19th, the sun moves into this zone for you for 30 days. It puts a big spotlight on Sagittarius in the work they're here doing with anything health-related, anything with animals, anything with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So this period is about allowing you to shine, getting you to show up and get more involved, to pursue the best thing healthy for you, the best thing how you could stand out in your work, what's going on, you know, with your image, brand name, title, identity in these realms in these next 30 days. And this is activated on the 19th and taken into the 20th in one of the biggest ways we've ever seen. So on the 19th, as this focus starts to get you into the work, the health, the animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, Mars activates something that links to this where we have something going on at home or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, parents, or roommates. And it opens up the door, and by the 20th, Jupiter and Uranus, for the first time since 1941, come together here to bring some kind of very powerful new story that will get underway in the months and the years ahead. And for Sagittarius, this is expansive, exciting, or suddenly changing, or innovative, that is about your work, or health, or animals, or paperwork, or coworkers, or hired help. The final bit to that story this month would be on the 29th, when Venus then moves into this zone for you. And so from the 29th until May 23rd, Venus will be doing her part to bring love and pleasure and beauty and money flow into what you're doing at work or with coworkers or hired help or paperwork or involving health or animal stories. Finally, in April, there is a full moon in Scorpio. So Sag, this is some kind of big climactic moment that has to do with something artistic in your life. Could be film, music, theater, painting, poetry, something romantic in your life, something about spiritual practices or psychic moments. It could be something that is culminating around addictions or secrets. It could be something that is culminating involving research or recuperative time or institution. So whichever one of those you are in the thick of at this point in your life, you can see some kind of big breakthrough or ending or achievement or celebration as things climax there. All right, so for Capricorn, there is a ton of energy focused on Aries in the month of April, which happens to be about your home, your family, your parents, your roommates, anything that is about moves, renovations, or real estate deals, or anything having to do with history or ancestry. So this is really going to be a lot of what you're honing in on, right? So first of all, Mercury is going to be retrograding here from April 1st through the 25th. So slowing you down, getting you to go back and reassess. You are in do-over mode here. This might mean something from the past is going to come back around. It might mean that you're going to take a break or exit something. It might mean that you're reworking the current situation. So think rework, release, rekindle. Look at, you know, the talks, the messages, the offers. Double check for mix-ups, miscommunications, or malfunctioning mechanicals or electronics that are tied to those topics, because it's there to slow you down so you figure something out during this retrograde. Then on overlapping this and focused on the same stuff, from the 5th through the 29th, Venus enters this zone of home, family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommates, history, ancestry for you. So Capricorn, Venus is here to help smooth some things out, or she's here to focus on love or the income possibilities in those realms of life, or she's here to beautify or to focus on pleasure there. So she's a really good influence coming into the story. And then overlapping that, and the 8th, we have that very powerful new moon solar eclipse. And so Capricorn, what you already have going on and move it into some new chapter or direction. It can help eclipse anything that is blocking that forward momentum, but it's all about the fresh starts here. So over the next 2 weeks, starting on the 8th, you want to see what new or next level thing you can do with home, family, parents, roommates, renovations, real estate deals, you know, any ancestry, history, any of these topics for you, right? And then this is going to have 6 months of influence on you, big stories gathering from this momentum that you get into play around those topics. And finally, on the 30th, Mars moves into this sign. First time in 2 years. And Mars always brings a lot more drive and motivation and passion, and you're ready to make some things happen. It could also bring a fight or two, so watch out for that. It's going to be in this zone for Capricorn of their home and real estate deals and renovations and moves and parents and family and roommates until June 9th. So a lot going on there. Now, we also have energy playing out in Taurus with Capricorn. It's all going to be about the kids, the lover, the love life, the creative endeavors and recreation for you. This starts on the 19th of April when the sun moves into this territory. Puts a big spotlight here. Capricorn, it says show up, get involved, pursue the lovers, get busy with the kids, do something creatively or recreationally. It says promote your interests, pursue what you want, stand out and shine, right? And on that day, on the 19th, so the sun will be doing that for you for 30 days. But Mars is going to activate a very big energy there on the 19th, opening up a very powerful meeting or a talk or offer or sale or something written, something going on, you know, with ideas or flirtations. And so the only challenge that could possibly stem around this time could be issues with the kids or, you know, what you're doing for recreation or creativity or love on the road or with a vehicle. So do be careful with that. But whatever pops up here, whatever you're hearing or whoever you're meeting, whatever's going on here with the love in your life or the kids or the creative projects or recreation, then by the 20th, Jupiter and Uranus merge there to really open up this new story. There was a story between them that began in this arena back in 1941, and now you're into the new chapter, the new story. And so there is this desire to see some kind of growth, some kind of new beginning based on happiness or prosperity, something new involving a sudden change or a shakeup or a surprise or something exciting or innovative around this love in your life, lover, kids, creative project, recreation. And then by the 29th, Venus moves into this territory. So from the 29th until May 23rd, she's going to be doing her part to attract the lover money to what's going on in your love life or with a lover or with the kids or the creative projects or recreation. And she can also bring more beauty or pleasure there. So a lot happening in that area too. And then we have that full moon on the 23rd. So Capricorn, this is bringing something to a climax for you with a friend, an associate, a group, or with something online, or with something with astrology or charities, anything at parties or events or gatherings, or anything around an original project, your aspirations, or your freedoms. And so we have big climactic moments in those realms of your life. This could be big endings or wrap-ups. It could be big achievements or celebrations. It could be aim high for that. All right, so for Mercury, you're going to start April with like a ton of focus on your third house. So, you know, this has to do with communication. So a lot of talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, flirtations, decisions. It also can be more in the physical realm. There could be more that you're focused on with short trips or local activities or moves with your brothers, sisters, or neighbors, your vehicles or electronics. So Mercury will retrograde in those realms from the 1st through the 25th, asking you to slow down and go back over something, reassess it. Is there something from the past you want to pick back up on? You'll do that through talks or meetings or sales or writing, et cetera. Is there something current that you want to rework? Do you need to take a break from something? Maybe you'll take a break from your local arena and go somewhere else, you know, as an example. So really it is about a do-over here. You do have to watch out for mix-ups, miscommunications, and malfunctioning electronics and mechanicals. So definitely take care with your car or any other transportation and with your words. But the slowdown is there to help you figure something out that you might have missed and get it right. Overlapping this from the 5th through the 29th, Venus will move into this territory. So she wants to bring more potential for love or income flow through those talks or meetings or sales or writing or interviews or offers or just, or she wants to bring it to what's going on with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your moves, your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips or local activities. She also just might bring a lot more pleasure or beauty into those arenas. Next, we have the new moon solar eclipse. This is the whopper. This is the Great American Eclipse number 2. And so this is there to give you an incredible boost forward to launch into something brand new or to take what you're already involved in and move it into that next chapter, new direction. Again, talks, ideas, meetings, flirtations, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, proposals, or anything with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. If you need to eclipse something out to get that forward momentum into what comes next, it's all about the new chapter, the next level, the new thing, then it can help you with that as well. You'll have 2 weeks of momentum and 6 months where you can see evidence of what this new thing is going to be in your life. And then by the 30th, Mars moves into this arena. Mars brings the fire, the passion, the anger, the fight, the motivation, and it helps make things happen. It's going to be there until June 9th. This is going to motivate you to get busier with your talks and meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your siblings, your neighbors, your moves, et cetera, okay? So a lot happening there. Then we also have a lot of action going on in Taurus this month in the second half of the month. So Aquarius, this is going to start on the 19th when the sun moves into this zone and starts to put a spotlight on home, family, any kind of renovations, real estate deals, moves, parents, roommates, history, or ancestry. It's urging you to show up in one or more of those arenas and get busy about, like, pursuing your interests, you know, promote yourself or get there physically or involve your body image, brand name, title somehow in this story. And as that 30-day spotlight starts to kick off here and get you in the midst of it, on that first day on the 19th, Mars will activate some potential involving a purchase, your products, your income, or possessions in that story in a very big way that then leads to the 20th when Jupiter and your ruler Uranus will conjunct for the first time since 1941 in this zone of home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, history, and ancestry. This opens up new energy for a new story to start to play out in the years ahead. And this can bring growth and happiness or prosperity, some kind of expansive energy here. It can also bring something sudden, exciting, suddenly changing, innovative into the energy. So see what happens between those 2 days. And then on the 29th, Venus moves into this territory. She's going to be there till May 23rd. She's all about smoothing out issues, attracting love or beauty, money or pleasure to what's happening at home or with family, et cetera. So she definitely is a good influence coming on board for that story. And then finally, we have that full moon on the 20th, Aquarius. This is at the top of your chart, babe. So this is all about, like, you know, really reaching some big goal that you've been striving for or wrapping it up and ending it because you're done with it. Or this has some kind of big moment in the spotlight for status, for fame, for reputation, some big thing happening on the career front or with a higher-up individual, a boss, a parent, a director, producer, mentor, teacher, someone like that. So, you know, you're aiming high, you're reaching those goals, celebrating, or you're wrapping something up and ending it in one of those realms. All right, so for Pisces, this Aries energy for you in April is really going to get you honed in on income, purchases, products, or possessions. So you're busy there, right? And so this starts with Mercury retrograding in this territory from the 1st through the 25th. So it's a do-over. It's slowing you down to get you to go back and look at some things here. What do you need to talk about, hear about, learn, make decisions about that involves going back over something past or current and either reworking, rekindling, or releasing it around these themes? There can be mix-ups, miscommunications, malfunctioning electronics or mechanicals tied to your income, purchases, products, or possessions during this time. And that is there just to slow you down enough so that you catch whatever the thing is that you need to fix or let go of in your do-over around these themes. Overlapping this between the, we have Venus entering this zone of Pisces income, purchases, products, and possessions. So Venus is wonderful here. She's going to, like, you might feel more inclined to buy a lot of luxury items. You know, it's definitely wanting something beautiful. So just be careful that you don't go overboard with that. But she's there to help smooth things out, attract love or money flow to what you're doing with your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions. She also can bring more pleasure, more beauty into the story. So from the 5th through the 29th, she's also involved. Also involved is the powerful new moon solar eclipse on the 8th of April. So this is about a major boost forward, giving you momentum to start something new or take what you're already involved in and moving that forward when it comes to your income, your purchases, your products, or possessions. Again, Venus is there to help. Mercury retrograde is taking you back over the past. And now you've got this big launch forward. So you have two solid weeks where you can start something new, take what you're already involved in and into the next chapter. If you need to eclipse something out to help make this happen, it can help you do that. But the real focus is on the fresh start, the new beginning. So 2 weeks of momentum and then 6 months where you can see events in your life playing out that are about this new beginning here. And then finally in April, on the 30th, Mars moves into the same territory. First time in 2 years, Mars is there to fire you up, get you motivated, driven, ready to take action to make things happen. You're going to have more passion about it. You also could get angry and get into fights occasionally about it, so watch out for that. But this is the time to make things happen when it comes to your income, your purchases, your products, or possessions. Now, in the second part of the month, we have a lot going on in Taurus. So for Pisces, this is communication and commerce, amongst some other things. So really going to get you focused on a lot more talks and meetings, interviews, your sales, your writing. Or it could be about your local community or short trips to nearby places. It could be more going on with brothers, sisters, or neighbors. It could be more with moves, vehicles, or electronics. So on the 19th, the sun shows up here and puts a spotlight on all of that. And that spotlight is going to be there for 30 days. It is urging you, Pisces, to show up and to promote yourself, pursue your interests, get more physically involved. You are going to be front and center with these talks and meetings. You are going to be the one going after the sales or the writing or, you know, something with your siblings, et cetera. So definitely putting yourself front and center where you shine. On that day, so we have an activation by Mars. So as it moves in for 30 days on the 19th, there is also this activation which opens up some kind of dynamic thing for you to be involved in with one of those topics. And so this kicks the ball down the street. And then on the very next day, on the 20th, we have that Jupiter-Uranus alignment. And that then is going to start that new story. Again, the last time they met here was in 1941. This is about something really big and expansive that can be happening here. This is about, you know, what's going on to bring more growth for you, more happiness or prosperity for you, something big going on that is sudden, exciting, shocking, innovative, social, that has to do with your ideas, your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, or the brothers, the sisters, the neighbors, the vehicles, the electronics, the short trips or local activities. And, or moves. I think I already said that one. Don't know. And so a new story you'll see in the months and years ahead starting to unfold there. And then lastly, in this month on the 29th, Venus will enter this territory. So now you have this goddess of love and income flow, beauty and pleasure tied to your talks or meetings, tied to your moves or siblings or neighbors, tied to your sales, your writing, your agreements, you know. And she is going to be there until May 23rd. So make the most of that. And then finally, on April 23rd, we have the full moon. And so, Pisces, this is something big that is climaxing for you in your ninth house. So it could be some big epic peak having to do with a trip or something at a distance, involving relocation at a distance or foreign interests or import-export. It could have something to do with a climactic moment on the educational front, or with legal contracts, or with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting. It could be some big climactic moment with a ceremony, or it could be some big thing happening around your beliefs, your religion, your politics, your philosophy. So, you know, under a full moon like this, we're reaching this epic peak where we can be wrapping things up and marking endings in one of those areas, or we can be celebrating and achieving and riding some high in one of those areas, or maybe a combination of several of those. So there you have it. Again, I would highly recommend you guys listen to the beginning of the show that I did for the other eight signs. And if you're one of the other eight signs listening to this and you want to hear your April monthly, both of these things, you go to healthylife.net, scroll down, see my little face down there, Zoe Moon, click on it, and it'll take you to the April show. Or you can look at the exact link that is listed in this recording. All right, guys, I wish everybody the best, and I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.